In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. Yes, you are God alone. You are God alone. You are God alone. You are God alone. Help us say, you are God alone. 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 And right now, through the good times and bad, you are God alone. God alone. And right now, through the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You are God alone. God alone. God alone.
Hallelujah. Lift your voice in 1 minute. Bless the Lord for 2016. Thank you for His grace. Shiba balada balada boko sukabia. You have done all things well and we give you glory. Glory, 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 we give you glory. Thank you for 2015. Thank you for this awesome magnificent year. We give you all the praise. We give you all the praise. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy New Year. I'd like you to walk to 10 people and tell them a great Happy New Year. Tell them it's a year of multiplied grace and influence. Walk up to 10 people. Are you talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Before we sit down, I'd like us to rise up on our feet and at the count of three, we will give a shout that will remind the devil that we are back. We only went on faith. Hallelujah. 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 We're victorious in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good to have everyone around. We give God all the praise. I'm excited about this year and I'm happy to be here. I welcome everyone, especially for those who are coming for the first time. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I'll try to be as brief as possible. It's usually our culture to explain the prophetic word. The first service is usually an explanation, a detailed explanation. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 and 2, he said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower. He says, and I will see what the Lord will say. Hallelujah. Then verse 2 says that we write the vision and we make it plain. I apologize to those who are at the back, at the sides. It's a year of multiplied grace and we'll make arrangement for that. We really apologize. I see it, so many people around. Praise the Lord. So we will be looking at what the Lord is speaking to us as a family of faith and all those who are connected. There are hundreds and thousands of people connected to this ministry, prophetically, spiritually. And so we're only a minute fraction of the people that we minister to who are connecting. And we give God all the praise. Genesis chapter 1, please. Let's start off very quickly. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1, we'll look at 14 and 15. I just want to establish up front tonight the necessity of a prophetic word. Now, I know that there are people who think the yearly prophetic words are just cliches, ministries copying themselves. And a lot of people have even argued that there's no such thing as that. That's an error. The Bible says in 14, it says, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide day from night. And let the light be for what? For signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. 15. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. The Bible says a light can give you a sign, and that light is a revelation. So God gives us revelation as a light to signify what He intends to do, so that we can align with what God is doing. Hallelujah. Oftentimes you will hear the prophet say, according to the time of life, this and this and that will happen. When prophetic words are just coined out of pressure, it becomes useless. And the people just believe a lie. But when prophetic words are birthed from the place of prayer and encounter, it represents the dealings of God. It represents His intention for a people, that which He desires to bring before people. And then they learn how to align so that they can receive the fullness. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we will run. It says write the vision. It says make it plain. In other words, explain it. Let it be very clear. Take away ambiguity from it. He says, so that he will run that reads it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord declared unto us that this is our year of multiplied grace and influence. Brothers and sisters, this is not a cliche. There is no time. Please listen. There is no time in the body of Christ where the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has agreed over the things that the Lord will be doing in a season, as it is right now. Most times, we argue with ourselves over different perspectives. Somebody is saying, God is, this is a year of something. Another person is talking and you are wondering, you mean God really said this? You know, there are all kinds of differences. But then you would notice, if you've studied the body of Christ, especially the prophetic words that have come, they have different linguistic expressions, but the essence is communicating the very same thing that God is doing. So for me, I am particularly very blessed and impressed with the body of Christ and the ability of men of God to really align to the Spirit and hear that which the Holy Ghost has to communicate. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel 47. We'll read verse 2 to 5 and then we'll read verse 9. Ezekiel 47.
Holy, holy, holy. And the people say, holy, holy, holy. Lord, you are holy, holy, holy. And the people say, holy, holy, holy. Lord, we say, holy, holy, holy. And the people say, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord, is the Lord God Almighty. Is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. Lord, our lives are full of your glory.
One more time.
And the people say, holy, holy, holy. And the people say, holy, holy, holy. And the people cry, holy, holy.
Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northwards, and led me about the way without unto the outer gate that looked eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Verse 3. And when the man that had a line in his hands went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. And he says, the waters were to my ankles. Verse 4. He says, again, after a season of proving, after a season of dealing, he saw a need to step up the grace. And he said, and again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. He says, and the waters were to my knees. Verse 4 again. We're not done. Verse 4, please help us. Again, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through, and the waters were to my loins. Verse 5. Afterwards, he measured 1,000 and he said it was a river that I could not pass over. He says, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Let's read verse 9. Verse 9. He says, and it shall come to pass. Listen, the implication of the encounter with that river. He says, it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, he says, shall live. Then he says, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come hither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. That means it's a river that will bring effect. It will be so striking. The Bible says whenever the river comes to a region, everything that is supposed to be alive, that is dead, that river has capacity to bring it back to life. And the people say, holy, holy, holy. 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 Hallelujah. The last 1 month has been a season of profound encounters for me. Profound encounters. I cannot begin to describe to you the experiences that I've had in the last 1 month. Very profound and deep spiritual experiences. Please pay attention. And the Lord began to show me so many things. Not just the prophetic word, but direction for the body of Christ that will be able to bring alignment. We thank God as a ministry for what He has used this ministry to do, to influence the life of people across this nation. We thank God for the testimonies. But let me tell you something, compared to what God is about to do, what you have seen are just shadows. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to be a believer this year. Make up your mind to believe every word that comes from the mouth of God. The Bible says they heard the word just like we did. It says, but the word did not profit them. Make up your mind that you will not argue with the word of God this year. Don't sit down and be philosophical. How shall these things be? The river will just pass you by. You've got to be determined this year. Say, Lord, every word that comes from you, I will receive it and insist that it produces results in my life. Hallelujah. God is a God that walks on earth with times and seasons. And He has communicated to us as a family of faith that He intends to multiply the grace, the anointing, the access that He has given us, and to give us influence. Grace talks of empowerment. Grace talks of access. Grace talks of ability. Grace talks of the anointing, the very ability of God. It's important for us to understand this. The grace of God talks of His capacity, His anointing, His ability. That force that compels results. Scripture lets us know that grace can be multiplied. That grace is in measures. Listen, please. The Bible says grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Grace and peace be multiplied. That means a man can grow in grace. A ministry can grow in grace. Prophetically revealing to us in Ezekiel 47 that he started with the river at the level of the ankle, then to the knees, then to the loins, and then it was a river that covered the prophet. And he says that river flowed to regions. And every territory that river entered, it began to cause changes. It caused that which was dead to come alive. I want you to know that grace can be multiplied. Every level you have seen in God is only a shadow of the possibility that is in God. Are we together? Every level of grace you have seen. If you think you saw the power of God in 2015, watch what God does this year. If you think you saw miracles, signs and wonders, if you think you saw the dispensing of the word of God, watch what He does this year. Grace can multiply. Grace can multiply. And let me tell you something. When grace multiplies, it has a physical effect. There is an evidence.
There's no such thing as grace multiplying and you are the only one who knows. No. When grace multiplies, everything around you responds to the effect of that multiplication. Grace can multiply. Grace can multiply. That's why you can see a man and track his life and know that grace has multiplied. You can see a man of God and see the dispensing of the grace of God upon his life, and you can study the track record of that group. You can know that a man started at this level, but at this current level, he's functioning at an altitude in the spirit that was not what he... Just like you can know that a man has backslidden, you can know that a man was functioning at this dimension of grace, but right now, he's still functioning, but you know that there has been a lack in the operation of the spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied. The energy of God, the ability of the spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost that can be resident within a man, compelling results. He said it can multiply. Everything that is alive grows. If the power of God is alive, it can grow in a man. Hallelujah. The healing anointing can multiply. The wisdom of God can multiply. The grace for finances can multiply. Access to deep realities in the spirit can multiply. The eyes to see and the ears to hear can multiply. And this is the season God intends to multiply everything. Every operation of the spirit you have seen. Hallelujah. Influence is the ability to compel the ideology of a man, the ideology of a people, the ideology of a territory, the ability to compel the ideology of a territory to bend towards a particular direction without using human force and cruelty is called influence. If I'm able to do something to you that compels you to adjust to my paradigm of thinking, that's an influence. I like the poster that was created by the media department. You see that match, the matches, one having the fire, and all he needs to do is go close enough, he will compel all the rest to catch that fire. We call that influence. The ability to cause men to buy into your ideologies, to institutionalize your ideology, such that even those who do not agree with you will be compelled to walk in that reality. This is what influence is. The Bible says it was noise abroad that Jesus was in town, and all kinds of people found themselves around. Those who didn't like him, those who were critics, those who were indifferent, those who were passionately loyal, for reasons they could not explain, they found themselves. The Bible says he went up the mountain, they still followed him. That's influence. Listen, the key to kingdom advancement is not just evangelism as we know. The key to kingdom advancement is influence. The ability to bring a territory under like a spell. You bring a territory under an understanding. You compel people to think in a certain way. You compel the economy of a territory to operate in a certain trajectory. It's called influence. Did you know that there is a level of influence you can exert on a territory such that even those who do not believe in God will be forced to adopt certain languages in their English, because that becomes the language of communication? It's called influence. Once upon a time, there were no networks in Nigeria, not one, aside from Nitel. But a communications company came and marketed a proposal, and right now it has become an addiction. People literally cry when their phones get missing, and they are on their way to go and do welcome back. They have influenced you so much, they created a package called Welcome Back. In other words, when you run away, I create a provision to come under my spell. Now, that's influence. There are people in the village who cannot spell Jesus, but they know Coca-Cola. Influence. Every tribe in the world knows Coca-Cola. The name is Coca-Cola. No tribe calls anything by their own. It's called Coca-Cola. The three most influential names, brands, right, in the world, although it's been upgraded now. Number one is Jesus. Number two, Michael Jackson before he died. Number three, Coca-Cola. Think about that. Right now, the most influential brand in the world is Google. Apple, followed by Google. The kingdom of God will have to ascend in such a way and a manner that it will no longer just be one-on-one evangelism. The territory forces people. All roads must lead to the cross. All roads, no matter how people try to do it. We come to a point where our thoughts become that which is aligned to the kingdom. The songs become that which is aligned to the kingdom. If they must crack any joke, it must have a paradigm with the kingdom. You won't do, see, the difference between the Holy Spirit and Saddam Hussein is this. Both of them try to exert influence. But one brings his influence with physical threats. Are we together? But the Holy Ghost reveals to you the excellency of his way. Are you getting the point now? He shows you the all-surpassing superiority of walking with him. There is a level. Give us Micah chapter 4, please. 1 and 2, and then I begin to explain to us very quickly the things that the Lord has put in my heart. Micah chapter 4, 1 and 2. It's a scripture that speaks powerfully about the prophetic state of the church. Can we read it together? 1, 2, read. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills. It says, and people shall what? Flow to it. Listen, he never said they will call the people. Look at this. He never said they will call the people. Something will happen upon that mountain that will force people, literally. It's a compelling power. They will flow to it. He says, and how many nations? Please help me. How many nations? It says, and many nations shall come and say, come, let us go. Where will the evangelism happen? Among themselves. An ability will make them to start drawing themselves and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. It says, and he will what? Teach us. He will change our mindsets. He will adjust our ideologies. It says, and we will walk in his path. For the Lord shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. This is what will happen. Let me tell you, the church is not a weakling. There is an energy and the ability of the ecclesia, God's very church. We will arise in a mighty way and shock creation. The key is not to take the world. I see a lot of people dreaming and say, I'm going to take every world. I tell them, that's not how. When God says he will take over the earth, the key is to create a prototype of your agenda in a territory. That's the key. The kingdom always spreads like a seed. There are people who have not done well where God, where they are domiciled, and they are thinking of, no. The key is to plant a prototype of your ideology. And that becomes the platform, the template from which you will influence other territories. You must. Jesus Christ came to Israel, Jerusalem, created a prototype of his life, and then compelled certain people called the sent ones and began to send them through regions. So everywhere they went, they were envoys of those ideologies, backed up by the government that sent them. This is the key to strategic kingdom advancement. Let me tell you something. It's not just by traveling, planting a church in London, UK. There's a time and a place for that. But the greatest key to maximum influence is to be able to represent the ideology of the Christ so strategically in a region that every other region can look at it as a template. That's how Hillsong spread abroad. They stood in Australia and did something so striking. This year, Zaria will be a place of pilgrimage. I tell you, you will see week after, the same way you go to Jerusalem, write this down. You will see people trooping in, just waiting. Because it's the mountain of the Lord. The place where God has chosen to build his habitation. It's an election of grace. Are we together? Isaiah chapter 60. Let's start from verse 1, but my focus is 3. Isaiah 60. Arise, he says, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. He says, for the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. Listen, let me tell you something. Don't ever let anything you read on the newspaper scare you this year. God has shown me this year is a glorious year for the church. Write it down. Believe me, I'm telling you, it has never been a thing of confusion about the drop in oil price and all of these things. This is something we said years ago and we're insulted for it. But let me tell you, you will see the glory of the church emerge. See, Satan moves by ministering fear. Fear is a spirit. Are we together now? And the Bible tells us that as a man thinketh, so he is. And so the media, while in a state of sincerity to address what they call the state of the nation, have gone to market an ideology that makes people think, oh, this year, I don't know about you, but this year is a year for me of multiplied grace and influence. The Bible says, when you see darkness, start rejoicing. It's a sign. There will be a separation this year like Egypt and Goshen, that on one side there was darkness, but then on another side, they were not even aware of what was happening. Don't call what they call conspiracy, conspiracy. He said, when men say, that means you are not men. When men say, there is a casting down. Those who have been altered by ability of the Spirit will say there is a lifting up. I refuse to make any declaration that is against the word of God. No government, no newspaper will deceive me into agreeing with the agenda of darkness. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Listen, it says, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Oh, hallelujah. Let's read verse 3. This is my scripture. Goodness. He says, and Gentiles shall what? Stop. He didn't say, I will go and call them. Something will happen upon my life this year. The wisdom of the Spirit, the multiplication of his grace. He said, it will compel Gentiles. They will come by themselves. Gentiles will come, not to you, to your light. Something you carry will compel attention. It has nothing to do with whether they like you or not. There is a level of prosperity you can enter. There is a level of the anointing, access to the dimensions of the Spirit. It will compel nations to come. And then it gets better. It says, and their kings, those that represent government, those that represent mountains, it says their kings will come. Your light will start rising. Listen, was it not in your Bible? When Solomon's glory started rising, every other person came, but the Queen of Sheba refused to come. She had her pride, but that light was so bright, the Queen of Sheba had to take gifts and come and say, who is this Solomon? Listen, The Bible says when she came to Solomon, she saw the arrangement of his table and saw everything. She said, half of what was told me. He said, I was not told half of what I'm seeing now. He said, when she saw everything, there was no spirit in her. It's God's ability. God's ability is working in me. It's working in me. It's God's ability. God's ability is working in me. Shaka bara bara da bosoto bala. It's God's ability. It is God's ability working in me. Hallelujah. Please sit down. We are believers in this place. We are believers in this place. Listen, this is the year you must take God seriously. When God speaks, he's not your lecturer. He's not suggesting. When God speaks, he's not your boss in office. When God speaks, he looks at himself first, whether he can defend what he's about to say, and then he will say it. He speaks on the strength of his might. Have you not read that God looked in heaven to find who was greater than him? Because he wanted to make a dangerous statement that he could not lie. So he was looking for a witness that was greater than him. And not finding any, he swore by himself. What is our expectation in this season? Some of these things I'm going to be reading out were the exact words of the Lord as it came to me. The Lord told me that in this season, he will be granting us supernatural access to the following. Please write. Supernatural access to number one, revelations. There will be a depth of revelation. We will break into a spiritual fountain of revelation. Hallelujah. And this is the scripture of the Lord. In fact, it was before the scripture came. It was an impression upon my heart. And the Bible tells us, remember in scripture, listen please, remember in scripture, when the Bible says two men at a place called Emmaus, they were walking and Jesus was with them, but they did not know he was the one. That the word is near you does not mean you understand it. That you are reading it, they were with Jesus, the Christ, the living word, the resurrected Christ. He was walking with them, but they did not know he was the one. Listen, many people just carry Bible and think they are growing spiritually. Others think because they are looking at it, they convince themselves that they are growing. Others have memory verses and crime verses, which is not bad, but they think because of it is a sign that they are growing. And the Bible says when they were at table, he broke the bread and their eyes were open. Listen, this is the year God will give us access to light. Light. Illumination. Illumination. It says you will arise and shine, for your light is come. Not because you are tired of sitting down. There is a light that God will give you that will drive out certain darkness in your life forever. Forever. He will give us access to anointings. There are graces, there are abilities of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, please hear me. There is nobody who is doing great things for God who does it by the strength of the flesh. No. No. There is an anointing that is responsible for every result you see in the kingdom. There is an anointing. It's not about struggling. There is a grace. Your own labor is to enter that dimension. But once you are there, you are there. Are we together? There is a level of grace that God wants to multiply in your life. Not just, please personalize this thing. I'm taking out time to teach it because I want you to believe it. You must believe that in my life there is a level of grace. There is a level of the anointing. The anointing does not make the difference. The anointing is the difference. it doesn't make the difference. The anointing is the difference. A handkerchief with the anointing upon, all of a sudden becomes supernatural. A donkey with an anointing upon it, all of a sudden becomes a prophet. Oh, come on. The anointing is. Never trivialize the anointing and the effect of it in your life. There are doors only certain kinds of graces can open. Are we together? We must believe God to multiply anointings in our lives. God will give us access to people. Very important. God will give us access to resources. God will give us access to opportunities. To the end that we will birth greater levels of salvation, encounters, transformation, and revival. He will supply all these things to the end that we'll be able to birth through the Spirit greater levels of salvation, greater levels of encounters, greater levels of transformation, greater levels of revival. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up in this very season. There's an army rising up. They will break every chain, break every chain. They will break every chain,
break every chain.
Please write it down quickly. There are 5 areas that I want us to focus on this year. Please listen. 5 areas, very quickly, for us to maximize the prophetic word that the Lord has given. There are 5 areas that the Lord would want us to focus and pay attention. Number 1, on our spiritual growth. The first area of focus that you must contend in the spirit, that there must be multiplication of grace, is on your spiritual growth. Please listen. This year there will be multiplied grace for notable spiritual progress. Are you listening to me? That you can look by December and know that you entered a dimension in the spirit. There must be notable spiritual growth in your life this year. Please make sure you write it down. God is releasing grace for notable spiritual growth. You must increase your passion for God. I'm teaching you how to maximize the demands on your own part. You must take advantage of this grace and increase your passion for God. Increase your passion for the things of God. And increase your passion for the house of God. This is not the year where you miss Koinonia anyhow for reason, say there was rain. Oh my cloth, there was no iron to iron. No. There must be a desperation for God, a desperation for the things of God, a desperation for the house of God. It was David that said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in your house. Have you read that scripture? That he so passionately loved the house of God. Listen, the foundation of the quality experience of the prophetic word of the Lord this year is hinged upon your increased passion for God. God told me something, and I'm going to say it exactly as he said. This is what he said. He said, tell my people to give me time and take me seriously. I wrote it down. Tell my people to give me time. God is asking for time this year. Listen, because all you have in your life is time. Whoever you give your time to, you have given your life to. So don't say you have given your life to God and not give him time. This is not the year of mising time. You sleep for 10 hours, use 10 hours watching films, which is all right. But this is the year you must invest in his presence. Invest in his presence like a business. and see the returns that come through. Increase passion for God. Your passion must increase for spiritual activities, prayer and fasting, the study of the word. This is not the year for laziness. Is God speaking to us? Your prayer life must drag back. If you know your prayer life is dying, please don't let anybody deceive you. There is trouble. Are we together? If anything that attacks your prayer life in 2016 is the greatest attack from the kingdom of darkness. Men ought always to pray. Luke 18 verse 1. He spake a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Prayer is the place where people generate strength and capacity. You can know when a man has the absence of prayer. There is nothing that can replace the energy that prayer brings. Please give God time. Tell your neighbor, give God time this year. Talk to him. Talk to him seriously. Give God time. It's a strong admonition. Say, give God time in 2016. Don't be busy looking for money, running around looking for money, looking for job. Thank God for those things. There is a place for them. But brothers and sisters, I call you to a place where you will hit the jackpot for this year. Invest in his presence. The presence of God will give you what money will never give you. I know we used to nod when I say, but many of us don't believe it. His presence. Prayer and fasting. Don't eat away your destiny this year. Prayer and fasting. Quality fasting done with revelation, not compulsion to prove to people. No. Don't allow religion to destroy you this year. But you must pray. Brothers and sisters, maximize your night time. I've taught you this thing. It's just that many of us don't take seriously the word of the Lord that comes. If you are obedient to the truth of God's word, you'll be amazed to see the results in your life. Maximize your night times. I have learned this. It's a mystery of tremendous spiritual power. The Bible says, and the evening came and the morning. He never mentioned morning before evening. There is a mystery of the night time. You are alone with worship, even if it's for 30 minutes. People are snoring around and you are praying. Lord, I establish realities. I command my morning. I decree and declare it's my year of supernatural influence. It's my year of multiplied grace. And you are speaking and inspiration is coming. And you are writing. You soak yourself in worship. You create like a spiritual magnetic field. You get up in the morning and you are compelling things that people cannot understand. Do you not know that the morning is like a woman that has a womb? Go and read your Bible. It was the prophet that let us know that things can be planted in the womb of the morning. It gives the morning the character of a woman. And just like a man plants a seed in the womb of his wife and expects her to deliver, the delivery time is your daytime. The night is when you impregnate your day with prophecy and allow it to deliver to you realities. Many people, let me tell you, the engine room of real power is to pray, your secret place, especially night prayers. And you walk in the morning and you encounter miracles and breakthroughs. He told Job, "Hast thou commanded thy morning?" Not, "Hast thou commanded thy night?" Hallelujah. This year, you must invest in quality teaching and materials. Please. Get all the Koinonia messages you can. Some of us pride ourselves around distributing Koinonia messages to people, which is very good, but never listen to it ourselves. You carry it around and you are happy to be an evangelist. You are distributing it around. You mean you know Apostle? Apostle, I can even call him now. You are busy marketing, which is okay, but you are dying. Don't forget the Bible says, let it not be that I haven't preached. I myself, God knows how many times I sit down and soak in koinonia messages. I'm blasting in tongues and listening to them. And where Apostle Joshua Selman is prophesying, I get down on my knees and I'm receiving it for my life. Please take your destiny seriously. There is a message for everything. Every major thing you are looking for. You find out that the flesh is growing in you. There is a message. Locate one. Flog yourself back to alignment. You are dying spiritually. Find a message. You are having one, a dead miracle service message, and fast forward it to the place where prophecy started. And see, please engage the word this year. Tell your neighbor, engage the word. Do it. Engage the word. The same way you engage a man in a conversation, put pressure on the word to produce results for you. Don't sit down and say, if God wants it to work, I've been doing it. No, you are not. Work it. Work it. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So your spiritual life, I'm determined this year that my spiritual life will enter a dimension that has never been. God has shown me the possibilities. He can go with me if I'm interested. And he asks me whether I'm interested. What do you think my answer is? My goodness. Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord. I will go. You have called me, and I will answer. Lead me, Lord. I will go. God is calling us to a higher level. Never be satisfied with where you are. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Please write it down. Write it. I refuse to be satisfied with where I am. I know you've seen some results in your spiritual life. You've seen the prophetic grace. You've seen an anointing. You've seen some level of result. But it's child's play compared to where God wants to take you. If you are interested and you stay true with God, He will surprise you this year. James chapter 4 verse 8 says that when we draw near to Him, He says He will draw near to us. When you draw near to Him, you must take that step with expectation. The second area of focus this year for us to maximize this prophetic word is the area of mental transformation. Mental transformation. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Listen. I've taught us again and again that the quality of a man's life is at the mercy of his ideology. This year, I want us to insist that we are going to lay aside every stumbling block we've held onto that is stopping us. Please, those outside, I hope we are listening. Can you shout hallelujah, those outside? Praise the Lord. Make sure that you pay the price. Take advantage of the grace of God and contend for transformation. The Bible says, and be not conformed to this world. The Greek word aeon, the thinking pattern that comes with this age. Be not conformed. He says, refuse it, reject it. Reject their way of talking. Reject their behavior. Reject their way of responding to life. It's a choice. He says, be not conformed to this world. Then he says, but be ye transformed. Right? Transform. How? By the renewing of your mind. That's what the Bible says. That we are transformed, not by wishing, by the renewing of our minds. Focus on sustaining a renewed and transformed mind. Focus. Don't say it's like that. Everybody in your family, that poverty mindset must die a natural death this year. You must reject it. Let them hate you. No problem. Reject it. Don't let people carry their failure and bring it upon you as an impartation. Don't let anybody tell you financial prosperity is not important. Don't let anybody tell you doing well in your life is not important. You never replace one dimension of kingdom progress for another. You can know God and still be poor. Are we together? You can be praying in tongues and still be a bad husband. There must be balance. That's the true church that is shown to us in Revelation 19. You can listen to my message, the full gospel. I've always frowned at the exaggeration of the body of Christ, emphasizing one truth to the detriment of another. So I'm teaching you on spiritual growth and forgetting the fact that you have children to feed. You have school fees to pay. No, God is not that kind of God. There must be a balance. He said, come and I will show you the Lamb's wife. He said, he showed me a city that was equal in length, equal in breadth, equal in depth. No exaggeration. That's the true church. I will never be the preacher who will mislead you to emphasize one area of spiritual growth at the detriment of another. You will get balance so that it is okay to serve God and be rich. Are we together? It is okay to serve God and be a CEO and lead. We keep preaching all these religious messages in church that move people closer to God and draw them away from the world, and then we become victims of the decisions of those who control these mountains. But in this season, we reject it. We are going like Daniels with the anointing of the Spirit, but we will still enter the system. The Great Commission was going into the world, not carry a drag to the streets. That's all right. But he said, enter the system. Go ye into cosmos and influence it with an ideology. That's the gospel. But you can never rise above and beyond a transformed mind. Please believe me when I tell you, your level of life right now is what your mindset has produced for you. This is uncomfortably true. You must believe it. There is something about your understanding that is keeping you where you are. From entitlement mentality that makes us believe it is government that should pay us, right? To those who believe that all they need to succeed in life is to get a job. Is that really true? A job is wonderful. I pray for you. At the end of the service, I'll pray for you. But let me tell you, a job cannot fund your assignment. You know that, right? A job cannot build a house for you. A job can only help you to barely survive. Exactly what Satan wants. Barely survive. So that you never hear God. You never sow seeds. You never give. You are so busy making money, you don't have time for the agenda of God. I reject that kind of living. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? Oh God, I'm strange to this kind of experience. But God said, the power of the highest. That's how it will happen. So don't sit down wondering, will God really change my story? Will God really wipe my tears? Are you kidding? You've forgotten the God who can change people. He said, by this time tomorrow. Listen, I believe God. Oh, I told you in this year, make sure you insist on being a believer. That I receive the word of God. Don't let the enemy come and steal the seed, which is the word of God. In January, we can all believe. 2 weeks after now, you find a lot of people frowning at their convictions as though they were playing games in church. Mental transformation. You must lay down wrong and limiting ideologies. Lay them down. Ideologies that let you think that you cannot be a leader where you are. Ideologies that train you to do things that are not consistent with the ways of God is devilish, and you must lay it down. My father is wicked. It's not only your father. Many fathers have been wicked, but people triumph through that wickedness. Are we together? Nobody likes me. You are not alone. You are never alone. You are plenty that people don't like. You have to stop giving excuses. Tell your neighbor. Say, stop giving excuses. Stop explaining why you should not move forward. There are so many people. They will explain to you. If only I had space, I had a room to myself, my prayer life would be back. Now that you don't have, what will you do with the one that is there? You must create a strategy. I would have fasted, but the truth is, the way my nutrition is, I'm not even sure. It's not like I understand the program. It's just as it comes. No, those things are flimsy excuses. Take away those limiting mindsets. I live a very supernatural life. I don't see impossibility in my life. And I don't say it just as a way of motivation. I really do. I don't see impossibilities in my life. I'm only limited by the voice of the Spirit. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agree? You and the Holy Spirit cannot walk together if you don't agree with Him. God is telling you, this is what I open up before you. Are you willing? And you say, Holy Spirit, it's just because you didn't grow up in my family. Lay your hands on your head and pray for 1 minute. And say, Lord, everything that is resident in my mind that is not of you must give way. Please pray. Please pray. For as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Please pray. Pray out every limiting belief. Oh, I believe God for anything. He can take me anywhere. He can lift me from the dunghill. This I believe. He can crown me with honor and glory. This I believe. He can bring an anointing in my life. I refuse to let my background limit me. I refuse to let the awareness of where I come from and what has happened in my life limit me. Those outside, are you praying? Lay your hands on your head. I reject it. Every negative mindset tying down my life, every negative mindset tying down my business, every negative mindset tying down my education. Are you praying? This is the year I call the devil a liar. I reject him. I reject him. I reject that word. It's a choice. I choose to believe God. I choose to believe God. Hallelujah. Don't ever sit back and allow the devil to destroy you. Listen. Everything you see did not just happen by mistake. It takes a man to see what others are not seeing, to go where others will not go. This is the year. Don't let people talk you down and lie to you. It will take your faith. You must believe in God and commit yourself. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Don't live in this carefree world where everybody say take it easy and they kill you. God is inspiring you to start up a business that can bail your family. And people are saying take it easy. You know the way Nigeria is. Well, please, let me tell you something. If you talk and live like them, you will die like them. Are we together? Somebody looks at you as a student and says, you are 1.5. Are you aware of that? Yet every time you sleep, you see God doing great things in your life. How shall these things be? This is the year to believe. And one way to believe is to run away from all those naysayers. There are people who are negative by default. They are your enemies this year. Make sure you run away from them intentionally. You say, why are you running away from us? It's like you are running. It's not like I am running. I'm leaving you. I intend to grow. Listen. All this loyalty to people who will destroy your life. We were childhood friends. So what? I intend to grow. Any man that is not seeing what I'm seeing should not be working with me. Are we together? Come. Let me use you for it. Okay, you're a cameraman. Come. Watch this. Turn. All right, move forward. Let's all move forward. Go forward. Look at this. His forward is not my forward. Are we together? We are all attempting to move forward. It just so happens that for some reason, he is unwilling to bend to my direction. I'm not your enemy. I'm just not going where you are going. I'm not saying where you are going is wrong. I'm just saying it's not my address. Are we together? Please, this is the year you must sustain courage to look at people and say, no, I'm not a musician. I'm not against your music ministry. But God didn't call me to sing. Please, don't force me to do rehearsal when I'm sleeping. I'm a businessman. I love your music. May God anoint you. I will encourage you. When I make the money, I will support your album. But for now, let me focus. Listen. I know we are laughing. You think I'm playing. This came out of the secret place. Days of intense fasting with full concentration. Not laughing around. It's amazing how many people never make it because of distraction. You're on your way going to do something. You are there singing. And God is saying, I already prepared people. See, when you are not in your assigned place, you will always feel secondary. You will fight everybody there and not find a space for yourself. You now get up and say, I'm into logistics. You want to be like Aaron. It's not working. Later you say, I think I like her. Look, settle down this year. Re-edit your mind and find where God has placed you and die there. Tell yourself, if you die, I will die here. Stop escorting men visionlessly. Even as a pastor, this is the year to know exactly what God told you. Your assignment is not the Great Commission. Are we together? The Great Commission is for everybody. Settle and find what is the grace, what anointing. God, what did you tell me? Sing it unto the Lord. You must lay aside, still on point two, let's hurry up. Lay aside wrong behavioral traits. We're still under point two, mental transformation. 1 Peter 2 verse 1. Please give it to us quickly. 1 Peter 2 verse 1. Anger, envy, pride, bitterness, dishonor. All these traits that have kept you down. This is the year you make up your mind, I'm not gossiping about people. Because I found out everybody I'm gossiping about has moved forward and left me alone. This year, I want to move forward. At least let somebody talk about me. The Bible says, wherefore, doing what? Laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and what? Evil speaking. There are some people, when you sit down close to them, 5 minutes, your spirit is down. Because they have what we call evil speakings. Always bad news. Always what someone said. No. You must change. Anger. You must lay it aside this year. God, open a door, your anger closed it. God, open a door, your anger closed it. Your husband was coming, your anger drove him. Your wife was almost arriving, your anger sent her away. This year, make up your mind that anger will not destroy my destiny. There are people who you were at the verge of breakthroughs, but this anger, rage, that's how we are in our family. I asked my mother, we're all like that. When we're angry, just stay away. Please, I want you to maximize this multiplied grace. The one you had last year, it has increased now. So there's no excuse. Maximize the grace and say no to anger. Because it will destroy you. Envy. You never do anything with your life. You watch people have results and you are looking for what they do. Let me tell you something about envy. It never affects the one who you are talking about or the one you are envious. It's such a frustrating venture. It doesn't touch the person. Even if it, at least let it touch it. It's better to fight directly, fighting. you sit down and tie yourself down. And then the unfortunate thing is the Bible says the path of the just is as a shining light. So for how long will you hold it? Envy, pride. This year, as a family of faith and as individuals, we must run away from pride. Brothers and sisters, pride is a killer. Are we together? Believing you can make it without God, looking down on others, pushing people down to show you are successful. No. Lay it down. Bitterness. There are people who just say, I'm not happy. Why? I say, this world is a sad world. Hey, you have a long journey. A long journey to go. Say, I'm just sad. Why is everywhere like this? The place is moody. And the devil says, this is exactly what I'm looking for this year. I choose to be joyful. The Bible says, rejoice always. It didn't say rejoice when you have money. Rejoice always. And in case you forget, again I say, rejoice. Number three. The third area the Lord wants us to focus on is our health. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 12 to 20. We don't have the time to read it. Our health. The Bible tells you authoritatively that your body is the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Everyone say it. Say, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Say one more time. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Listen. It honors God for you to take care of your body. Are we together? This year, the way you punished your body in 2015, you have to rethink this year. Are we together? It's very important. You must live a healthy and a balanced life. No laziness and no overstressing yourself. That's the balance. There are those who are sluggish and lazy. Spiritually, it flows down. Intellectually, it now culminates physically. Inertia for everything. It takes you 2 days to do what 5 minutes can do. Laziness is still an insult to the body. And then overstressing yourself. Hallelujah. When you read about the wealth revival, you will know that what killed the pioneer of the wealth revival was not necessarily any demonic attack. He literally stretched himself to death. No matter how busy you are, I believe that if I'm not mistaken, I probably may be one of the busiest people among us here. But you must still create time to rest. You may not have quantity of time, but you must have quality. Eat well. God is faithful. Please eat well this year. Don't punish yourself. You need to add one more ingredient that you just look and say, if I add this, no. What if you don't add it and you die? You see, you think intelligently this year, please, please. We are at different levels, but pay serious attention to your health. When you really fall sick, you will find out that all you have is time and your life. Are we together? You can have all the money in this world if you play with your health. MOG, all the men of God here, listen, please. Find time to rest. Walk your life out, but rest. When you preach, they will mourn you for 7 days and people will continue preaching. Are we together? I shared with you my story when the Lord delivered me and showed me, told me to look at the crucifix. And for the first time, I realized I did not die for the world. No, my name is not Jesus. My name is Joshua Selman. The Hebrew Joshua means Jehoshua. Yes, Jesus, but I am not Jesus of Nazareth. My father was not a carpenter. And so I realized that I am an ambassador, not the Christ. So you must rest. One of the most comforting scriptures for me, because everything, once there's no scriptural backing, I don't believe it. It says, and God rested. Come on now. Not an angel's, and God. Whether you call it sleeping or ceasing from work, I know that at that period he didn't do anything. Do it. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's not just the mind to walk, it's the mind to rest. How many people go to hospitals today and doctors tell them, honestly, there's nothing wrong? They say, look, I know what, I'm the one feeling what is wrong. They say, there's nothing, we've checked. Just rest. And they go back and rest and they get up strong. Sleep is a mystery. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sleep is a mystery. God used it to do a lot of things. You can still advance the kingdom even as you rest. It was in Adam's sleep that Eve came. It was in Jacob's sleep that he had a dream. It was in Joseph's sleep that he had direction for where to run away with Jesus. Sometimes, after you have worshipped and run around, sleep your way into the revelation that you wake up with and it will move you. Oh, yes. Absolutely. If Jacob did not sleep, he would never know that was the gate of heaven. His senses were alive looking for breakthrough and sleep. And he saw angels. If sleep will give me an encounter, I will sleep. Because I need it. I need serious encounters this year. If you don't see it when you are awake, why don't you sleep? Eat well, rest well. Your personal hygiene. That's all right. Your personal hygiene. I won't talk much there. I'm not a medical practitioner, but I'm one who intends to live long. Listen. Listen. Take care of yourself and your personal hygiene. Please don't say it does not matter. Do not let the financial situation in your pocket reflect in your life and your body. You live anyhow. You wear clothes, smelling sweat all around. You don't care. You just smell it and say, is it too bad? Your neighbor smells and no. No. Don't just laugh. I have to say it. I have the responsibility to say it. I've told us about that bathing you do with 3/4 bucket. Somebody as tall as me, you run and enter, and while you are talking, in less than one, your phone is ringing. Before it finishes ringing 5 or 6 times, you are out. My brother, you didn't bath. I assure you, you didn't bath. If that's what you have been doing, it must change. Your health. Food that has spoiled. You are there eating, said, you are, I can still warm it. If it has spoiled, let it go. We are still going to have miracle services, but I'm saying we can minimize casualties for nothing. Hallelujah. Number four, please write. Number four, the fourth area, finances. God wants us to focus and experience multiplied grace. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 9. It's our year of multiplied grace and influence, and that even in the area of finances. Very quickly, Deuteronomy 29 verse 9. I'd like us to read, everyone, please. One, two, read. What's the condition? He said, keep. Keep, therefore. Keep these words of this covenant. And he said, do them. He didn't just say, keep them in your jot and leave them there. He said, do them. Practice them in truth. He says that you must prosper. Write the following to guide us through our finances. Number one, set clear financial goals. Set clear financial goals this year. And work with the Holy Spirit to achieve them. I want to be rich is a mirage. You'll never get blessed that way. I want to be rich will never get you rich. Listen, there is a mystery about writing and clarity. The Bible says, write the vision. Then it says, make it plain. What is your financial target? Don't write foolish, childish things. I need 1 billion. No. Start gradually. Faith is not stupidity. Start gradually. Write something that is able to take you from where you are to the next level. Don't say, how will it come? Leave that. That's not your business. You get frustrated when you are thinking of how it will come. The Bible says, just like you do not know how bones are formed in the womb of how a child, nor the way of the wind. You don't know how the wind comes. You don't know how a seed becomes bones in a child. Is that not a mystery? that a woman carries a seed and within the space of 9 months, that seed becomes bones, hard bones. Becomes teeth that can stay for hundreds of years and not just disintegrate and leave. That's a mystery. He said, that one, leave it to God. Your job is to get the seed in the womb of the woman. The remaining activity is God's work. There are certain things about the equation of success you can never understand. There is a mystery in it that is exclusive to the office of God. Trying to understand it will frustrate you, brothers and sisters. Keep your own part and watch the miracle work. Set clear financial goals. What is your financial goal for this year? As a ministry, we have financial goals. In my personal life, I have financial goals. You must set financial goals. Number two, to experience that grace in your finances, master the laws of favor and abundance. Master the laws that govern the release of favor and abundance. Favor is a law. Preachers have said favor happens anyhow. It's a lie. Is a lie. Favor, it is the dispensing of favor that happens automatically. Favor is initiated by exact spiritual laws that can be understood and reproduced. It may take time. See, I'm human. I know that it's not easy. But I'm telling you, if you master those laws, you have bailed yourself out from this mess that is eating up the earth. Master the laws of favor. You can get the teachings, Financial Dominion, Part 1 to 4, and The Wealthy Place, Part 1 to 4. Please, make sure you get these teachings. Sit with them. Sit with them. Understand what God has said. And then practice the laws. Do them. He said, now that you know these things, he said, happy are you when you do them. You've got to do them. You've got to do them. The laws of tithing. I want you to pay attention to four laws when it comes to giving this year. Your tithing. Please look up. Let me preach to you. I want you to be determined this year that you are going to be faithful in tithing. First and foremost, because you love the Lord. And second, because you want to activate the operation of the blessing in your life. Don't say, I'm poor. How much do I have? How much do I give God? That's your way out. That's your way out. Never forget. I already shared with us that your tithing is like a spiritual circumcision. Remember our teaching, The Wealthy Place. That your tithing is a spiritual circumcision that authorizes God to come and partner with you. Melchizedek, the high priest, received the tithe of Abraham and did what? He spoke the blessing over him. And the Bible says, Christ today is our Melchizedek. What was the office of Melchizedek? What was the function? He received tithe and prophesied on the givers. So Jesus in that office of Melchizedek receives your tithe and releases, activates the blessing. And I told you what the blessing is. A dimension of the operation of the Holy Spirit that attracts to your life people, opportunities, and resources. That's the blessing. It's like an electromagnetic field. When it comes upon your life, everyone that comes within that circumference is compelled to respond to you in another way. It's like a charm when it is on you. Have you heard people call you and say, I don't know, God just put it in my mind to bless you. Listen, nobody gets up and blesses another person just by default. If you are waiting for that, you are dreaming. Something must compel them. It's an operation of God called the Father of Spirits. I don't want to start. There are loaded messages for this year. I don't want to go ahead of myself. Praise the Lord. There is a very extensive curriculum that will stretch you this year until you step into that dimension of grace. Very, very important. The Father of Spirits. God gave me the revelation. Remember, I taught us in James, I think 2:26 or so. It says, for as the body without the spirit, anything you do just from the flesh realm without a spirit component cannot work. That business without the spirit will die. Your family without the spirit will die. He said, for the body without the spirit is dead. So you must pay attention to practicing these laws. When people in the shrine want to kill a man, how do they do it? They leave the man snoring in his room and use some enchantments. Is that true? They invoke the spirit of that man. You see it in Nigerian films, right? And he appears. That man is sleeping. He's not even aware. They called forth his spirit and separated it from his body. And the spirit appeared in the shrine. And then they gave the spirit instruction. From today, become unfaithful. Are we together? From today, become poor. It's a programming upon his spirit. And then the spirit returns to the body. And the helpless body gets up and becomes a slave to prophecy it was not aware of. That's the same way God operates. He's called the Father of Spirits. He can summon any spirit and give them instructions on your behalf. So men don't know why they are just thinking about you. And they say, the Lord led me. Benga, the Lord led me to sow you 10,000. Another person said 10,000. People say you are lucky. No, you are not lucky. There is a spiritual climate responsible for that result. This year, force yourself to get it. I must step into that climate that compels men. I returned into this city, I think, 2 days ago. As I was stepping in, not even many people knew that I think aside from the protocol, not many people knew that I was around. As soon as I arrived, it was like a force that started compelling people. Apostle, sir, are you around? I have a little gift for you. Someone brought hamper. Someone brought this. And I said, this thing works. It's not about announcing. Oh, 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 oh. Hands on your head in 1 minute and prophesy and say, I'm breaking the back of poverty this year. Please pray. I sensed an anointing. That's why I was telling us to pray. Lay your hands on your head and prophesy. It's a year of multiplied grace. Multiplied grace. Influenced by the Spirit, access to uncommon resources. Those outside, make sure you are praying. I will wipe the tears of my family this year. What they could not do, I'm about to arise. God, who had commanded light to shine out of darkness, light to shine out of obscurity. Hallelujah. Psalm 112, please, very quickly. Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Four areas I want you to focus on under finances. One is your tithing. Please be determined this year that you are going to be serious. Discipline yourself. Don't think it's a gimmick by men of God. Don't listen to those nonsense that newspapers carry around, castigating men of God. Yes, I know that there are people who are driven whose God is their belly. But please, the mere existence of error does not mean you throw the baby and the bad water together. Don't stand. The Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He said, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commands. Verse 2. Let's hurry up, media, help us. His seed shall be mighty. That's influence upon the earth. He says, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Verse 3. I'd like you to read it and take it as a prophecy for your life. One, two, go. It says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Wealth and riches. Wealth and riches. Wealth and riches. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Like the ark of God came upon the house of Obed-Edom, and he began to prosper within 3 months.